And hello there, how are you doing? It's Chris Busby here, and I'm here with a special show playing some of my all-time favourite tracks. And, well, it's quite self-indulgent, I guess, but one of the joys of being on the radio is getting to play the music you love and share it with other people. Lots of songs you're likely to have heard before, nothing too obscure, but just brilliant music. Let's kick it off with Gary Numan.
Thank you.
song that finishes every show Gary Numan does, and you can understand why. What an epic it is. The first big hit, then Tubeway Army, and that was number one, of course. And you might remember, if you're old enough, the performance on Top of the Pops. It was just really different. It was backlit, and it just stood out from the crowd.
Was it just by chance could this be his neck? Something in my consciousness told me you'd appear.
Trying to work out what's my favorite Blondie song. I absolutely love them as a band, and that I think could be it. I really love that. It's from their album Plastic Letters in 1978, and it was written by their former bassist Gary Valentine, and it's all about telepathic connections that he believed he experienced with his girlfriend at the time, Lisa Persky, while he was on tour. So there you go.
Distance in was just a dream. That was just a dream. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion. Trying to keep up you. And I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I said too much. I haven't said.
Playing the mandolin, REM, and that is Losing My Religion. And I guess, like many people, that was really the song that I kind of made REM kind of come to life for me, and I kind of focused on them and thought, oh, well, what are they all about? I'd probably heard Stand from the Green album, maybe Orange Crush before that, but it was really Losing My Religion. And can you believe they were on their seventh album by then when they brought out Out of Time, and that song is the lead single. And of course went back, and there was loads to discover in their back catalogue, and loads more great songs that followed after that. So if you've just tuned in, it's Chris Busby here, and I am gratuitously playing some of my all-time favourite tunes.
When I saw you next day, I really couldn't tell, 'cause you might go and tell your mother.
And so you went with me. Oh yeah, me was coming on. And I thought I heard you laughing when his mom and dad were gone. I listened outside, I heard you. Alright.
Oh, I wanna take you home. I wanna give you children. Guess it couldn't last too long. I came home one day and all the things were gone.
I fell asleep in
and Pulp. It's such a classic, isn't it? And one of the things I love about doing the radio, and one of the reasons I do it, is because I love music and I love sharing and talking about that music. And that song, like all the songs, as I'm kind of doing this, I'm listening to it on my headphones. So it's not a passive thing, actively listening to the tunes I'm playing. And it just makes you appreciate them all over again.
I'm going back to a time when we owned this town.
That I'm likely after every song to say, isn't that fantastic? Because, of course, I think they're all fantastic. That was Keen and Sovereign Light Cafe. It's from their album Strangeland. So I was behind Keen right from the beginning. Went to their first tour, actually, with their first album. By this time, we're in 2012. They've had a little break, been away for about 4 years. And that was the third single. And I think it quite often appears at the end of their gigs now and is a massive fan favourite, and rightly so.
Did you feel like heaven? Did you ring like silver in the wasted light? Still, I'm trying to find. Did you sink through the battle cold? Did you ring like silver in the wasted light? Still, I'm trying to find. Funny that I think of you right now, knowing of the years to turn to cloud. I'm still coming.
DMAs and a song called Silver. I discovered that and the album it comes from, The Glow, during lockdown. It was one of those, actually, I was reading a Q magazine review, which was around the time, actually, Q magazine came to an end. And I saw that review, and I think they'd supported Liam Gallagher on his tour. And I just thought that sounds really interesting. And I got listening to it, loved it. Loved the voice of the lead singer there, who's Tommy Odell. They're Australian, and they're actually spelled DMA apostrophe S. And the reason for that is they used to be called Dirty Mars very originally when they started out, and then it got shortened. So I'm playing some of my all-time favourite songs, and actually this is quite recent, a big comeback song for Depeche Mode, and of course after the death of Andy Fletcher. I just thought this was a brilliant comeback. Absolutely love it.
From the 1980s and beyond with Busby Broadcasts.
Every time I think of you, I feel shy.
Bizarre Love Triangle, that's New Order. And I got into New Order through Blue Monday, as I guess many did. Bought the 12-inch when it first came out. Just thought it was so fresh, so different. Loved it. And followed them ever since. Although it's really quite recently. I managed to see them live a couple of years ago. Sadly, no Peter Hook, of course, these days in that band. But saw them live, thought, wow, brilliant. And it's made me explore their back catalogue a lot more. That particular track dates back to 1986, their fourth album, Brotherhood. Didn't trouble the charts, which... I find incredible, really. Now we're going to have a slight kind of quiet moment, but with a very big band.
So alone tonight, my bed feels larger than when I was small. Lost in memories, lost in all the sheets and old pillows. So alone tonight, miss you more than I will let you know. Miss the outline of your back, miss you breathing down my neck. All out to get you. Once again, they're all out to get you. Once again. Insecure, what you gonna do? Feel so small, they could step on you. Called you up, answer machine. When the human touch is what I need, what I need, what I need, what I need, what I is familiar, but the eyes give it all away. They're all out to get you. Once again, they're all out to get you. Here they come again, 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 here they come again. Here they come. Insecure, what you gonna do? You so small, they could step on you. Called you a handsome machine. When the human touch is what I need, what I need, what I need.
James, and Out to Get You from the album Laid. I could listen to Tim Booth singing all day, I think. He just sounds so magical. That album was a huge album, of course, for them. They just supported Neil Young, and it inspired them to do something more stripped down. It includes the big songs Laid and Sometimes on the album. When they perform that live, you get that amazing thing James do where they start really quiet and they build and they build and they build, and it builds way more than you hear there on the studio version. It's a brilliant song. Now, Peter Gabriel, and this is Blood of Eden.
Oh, I can hear the distant thunder of a million unheard souls, of a million unheard souls. Watch each one reach for creature comfort, for the filling of their holes.
In the blood of Eden lie the woman and the man, in the man and the woman, and the woman and the man. In the blood of Eden lie the woman and the man. We wanted the union of the woman and the man. In the blood of Eden lie the woman and the man. I feel the man in the woman, and the woman in the man. In the blood of Eden lie the woman and the man. I feel the man in the woman, and the woman in the man. In the blood of Eden
we have done everything we can. In the blood of Eden
so we end as we began, with the man in the woman, and the woman in the man. It was all for the
beautiful. Blood of Eden, Peter Gabriel. And as he did with Games Without Frontiers and Don't Give Up with Kate Bush, he wanted to combine voices. And for that one, it was Sinead O'Connor who comes in on the choruses of Blood of Eden. And also on the same album, which is the album Us from 1992, there's another song on there called Come Talk to Me, which is a great song. And Sinead O'Connor is also on there. Love to hear that again. And this is Chris Busby, and I am playing some of my all-time favourite songs, as I say, very gratuitously. We're in a bit of a calmer part of the show, so while we're here, I'm going to play another artist who I just think has an incredible voice. This is Julia Fordham.
I am very, very much in like with you. I hope that it's enough, 'cause it's all I can do. 'Cause you treat my skin like porcelain, wearing special porcelain. Even though you know, I know you know that this is not the real thing. Oh, isn't it enough that I'm giving to you, baby? Oh, isn't it enough that your kisses drive me crazy? I read a book like you, it says for what it's worth. People only really get what they deserve. And I hear a voice cry out within, relax and enjoy the porcelain.
Yeah.
I love you too. If words are free, why can't I spare the best for you? Could you treat my skin like porcelain? Fragrance with your porcelain.
And Porcelain. Her second album was called Porcelain, and that was the second single released from it, the title track. She is just an amazing artist, the most incredible voice, and still producing new music today. And that's probably my favourite of her albums. Just fantastic.
Thank you.
Epic, absolutely epic. The Cure and A Forest. And that was the live version they released in 1984 on their first ever live album, which was called Concert. Love The Cure, of course. And that song live is something else. Hope you've enjoyed this hour of me playing some of my favourite tunes. Chris Busby here. I'll be back with you soon. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Busby Broadcast with Chris Busby.